So we're learning about Sheves. We discussed last week the tension between, on the one hand, the principle of Sheves being one of the five Tashlumei Nezikin, one of the five things that a Mazik has to pay for stopping someone from working, for taking away his revenue he could have made, he pays Sheves. On the other hand, there's the din of Mevatel Kisa Shel Chavero. If I stop your money from working, if I stop your factory from working, your animal from working, and therefore I cause you to lose revenue, that's Yerushalmi, all the poskim accept. La halacha, mevatel kisa shel chavero is pater. I'm not chayev to you the lost revenue. And we discussed what's the difference. When do we apply the rule of Sheves, that I am chayev for lost revenue? When do we apply the rule of mevatel kisa, that I'm not chayev for lost revenue? And we said the basic principle the poskim say is that Sheves is a chiddush of adam ba adam. When you're mazik a person, you pay five types of tashlumen, and one of them is Sheves. When you're mazik property, you don't pay the five teshlumen, you only pay nezek, and therefore you don't pay sheves. That's the pretty much the consensus of all the poskim. We discussed poelim. If you stop a poel from working, you promise him a job and you don't give it to him, you cause him not to have a job. So some poskim say that sheves. On the other hand, his equipment, his horse, his wagon might be mevatel kiso. That's what we discussed last week. I want to discuss tonight another instance where we have tension between the rules of Mevatel Kisa Shel Chavero and Sheves. That concerns an Eved or an Isha, a married woman. Start with Eved. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about a case of an Eved who was Bareach or Chala. He got sick or he ran away and didn't work. So there are complicated rules. Sometimes he has to be Mashlim, he has to work extra to make up his 6 years, Eved Ivri, a Jewish Eved. Sometimes he doesn't. So the Ritva, in Kedushin on Daf Yud Zayin, the Ritva wants to know, in the case where he doesn't have to complete the work, in a case where he was negligent, he ran away, if he got sick, he's an onus, but in a case where he ran away, shelo kedin, he ran away improperly, does he have to pay the adon, his master, for wasting time? He cheated him. He was supposed to work, and he didn't work. So the Ritva is not 100% sure. The maskana of the Ritva is, ain't a mashlim, and even midin piron, he does not have to pay for it. Why? Because it's a grama, and it's like mevatel kiso shel chaveru shu pater. Even though the adon did something, even though the eved did something improper toward the adon, he stole his time, like the Rambam says, a poel who doesn't work is stealing. But nevertheless, the eved, the Ritva says, the eved doesn't owe anything to the adon for wasting his time, because the hezek that he caused him is lost wages, lost productivity, lost revenue. That is mevatel kiso shel chaveru. So the sefer of Miknah. Sefer Mikna is matmiya on the Ritva. He says he doesn't understand. What do you mean mevatel kiso? I think this is more like Sheves, he says. He brings Gemara in Hachovel. We didn't do that Gemara, but the Gemara in Hachovel talks about if someone damages an Eved, cuts off his hand or something, so it says he pays Sheves, and he brings part of the Gemara that you pay Sheves to the Rav. Because the Eved's work, Eved Ivri, would have belonged to the Rav, so you pay Sheves to the Rav. So why is the Ritva saying this is mevatel kiso? This, he feels this should actually be more like Sheves. The Sefer Mikna and his other famous Sefer, the Hafla, makes exactly the same point in the context of a married woman. The halacha is a woman, normally the husband is obligated to maintain her. And in exchange for that, she does certain types of work, certain housework, and also osa b'tzemer, she produces commercially tzemer to raise money, and that money goes to the husband. Agav, this is commonly misunderstood. People often think this is unfair to the woman. Nothing could be further from the truth. The way we paskin, the woman can say, Eini zonas v'eini osa, it's up to her. She's in the driver's seat. She has the right to tell the husband, I would rather have the security of being maintained, and I'll turn over my wages to you. Or she can say, no, I make a lot of money, I'd rather keep my wages. So if anything, the post can explain it was a privilege Chazal gave her. The way we paskin, there is a shita she can't say Eini zonas, but the way we paskin that she can say Eini zonas, it's actually her privilege. It is opt out. She has to, by default, she'll have to give him her work, but the choice is really up to her. But in any event, as long as he's supporting her, she has to work for him. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where he's out of town, so Beis Din seizes his assets and gives money to her to support her, food and other things he has to give her, and she's supposed to work. Beis Din is supposed to supervise her and make sure that she works in order to produce revenue for the husband to offset the money that she's taking from him. What if b'di'eved, Beis Din didn't manage to get her to work and she didn't work? Do we have to subtract anything? Does she owe him anything for not working? So this is a machlokes rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra and Siman Ayin, paskins like the Rambam, that says that we do not We do not take anything off for the fact that she didn't work. So, ein mechashvanima. If she didn't work, we don't take off anything from the money she's entitled to. If she borrowed money to pay for her mezonos, she's entitled to get all that money back from the husband. The husband can't say, well, you didn't work, so deduct from the money I owe you because you should have been working. The Rambam paskins, we don't say that. She's still entitled. L'chatchila, she should have worked. Again, she did an avla, but b'di'eved, she doesn't owe him anything for not working. The Chels Mechokik expresses the reason for this is Ma'achar Shein Zeh L'Grambaum. It's only Grama. She's not actually a mazik. She didn't actually steal from him. She was garring him unfairly. She caused him a hezik by not working. But it's not actionable. It doesn't cause any chi of tashlum. So once again, the hafla, both in his Kedushim on the Gemara as well as in the Kuntres Achron at Shulchan Aruch, says, what do you mean? I think this is Shevis. He brings a din that if someone is chovel, again, real chaval, if someone breaks the arm of a married woman, he pays Shevis to the husband. Since the woman's Ma'asi Yadayim goes to the husband, so that's Shevis. It's Shevis, and the husband gets it. So here too, what do you mean, Grama, Vatel Kisa, what kind of svaras are these? He says, this is Shevis, and it goes to the husband. He says he could learn that we're talking about a woman who's a katana, so as we learned earlier in this man, katan is pigiyas and ra, katan is not chayev for what he does. Maybe we're talking about a katana, so she's entitled to mizonos, but she's not chayevis for the hezek she caused him. But by a gedola, he says, just like he says in the Sefer Mikna about Eved, he disagrees with the Ritva who says that it's mevatel kisa. On the contrary, he says it's shevis. So too, when it comes to a married woman who's similar to an Eved in this context, that her work is supposed to go to her husband, again, he says he doesn't agree with the poskim who say that it's not chayev because it's only a grama. On the contrary, he says this is sheves, and she is chayeves, and she has to offset whatever money she wants from him. She has to be menakeh. She has to subtract the money that she was mazik him by not working. So what's pshat in the Ritva? What's pshat in the Rambam? So we find at least two basic terutzim in the Achron. One teretz is given in the Avnei Miluim here in Siman Mem, as well as the Sholem Eshev and Atshuva. We learned earlier, back in our Siman and Siman Taf Chaf, the Shulchan Aruch paskins a distinction of the Rush, a chiluk of the Rush. Discussing Shevis, the Gemara's example of Shevis Shlobim Akum Nezek, of isolated Shevis with nothing else, is Hadke Bandrana. You lock somebody up in a room. Shulchan Aruch says, Echniso Becheder, Besagar Hadelas Elav, and you caused him Bitul Malacha, you pay Shevis. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh, that's only Hechniso Becheder. Only if you shoved him into the room and then locked the door. If he was already in the room and you simply locked the door, the Rosh says, that's Grama and there's no Din Shevis. A very subtle chiluk, but the Rosh understands you have to do a Maisa B'Yadayim in the person for it to be called Shevis. Just locking the door, it's a Maisa in the door, but it's not a Maisa in the person. You didn't touch the person, you didn't engage the person directly. Therefore, there's no Din Shevis. Says Navnim Miluim, and says also the Sholem Eshev, similarly, that in a case of someone who's Chovil B'Isha, someone who's Chovil B'Eved, someone took a club and banged the Isha, smacked the Eved, then that's like the case of a Chniso B'Cheder. That's like doing a Maisa B'Yadayim to the Davar HaNizik. Just like in the case where you push the guy into the room, so if you hit somebody on the head with a club and knock him out, that's a Maisa B'Yadayim. In the case of the Eved who is Bareach might be a Maisa, running away, but that's not the Maisa Hezek. The Hezek is not working. That's passive. The Isha who doesn't work, she loafed off. That's not a Maisa B'Yadayim, they want to say. So I'll pee this chiluk of the Rush. That's why there's no Shevis, technical din, because in Shevis there's a requirement that you need a Maisa B'Yadayim in the Guf Davar HaNizik. Over here, there was no Maisa B'Yadayim in the Guf Davar HaNizik, and therefore, there is no Shevis. A somewhat more subtle and complicated, but in Lumdus, a very interesting approach, appears in a number of other Achronim based on an idea of the Nesivas. The point is developed by the Imre Bina and the Divrei Yecheskel. The Nesivas clears a very basic question. These Gemaras that we brought earlier that say that with regard to an Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri, that there's such a thing as Shevis, if someone hits an Eved and knocks him out and causes him Bitul Malacha, he pays Shevis and the Adon gets the Shevis. The Nesivas clears, how do we look at that Shevis? Do we look at that as Shevis to the Adon, that you caused a loss of revenue to the Adon, and therefore you owe the Adon money? Or do we say you look at that as Shevis to the Eved? The Eved is a human being too. You caused him a loss of work. Just, Mashakon Eved Kana Rabo. So the Shevis that you owe the Eved, you owe to the Adon. So Nesivus makes the point, which sounds like a very persuasive point, that from the perspective of the Adon, there can't be a Din Shabbos. Because from the perspective of the Adon, the Eved is Kesharo V'chamaro. Just as we discussed earlier, we keep pointing out that if you knock somebody's sheep out, or cow out, or bull, there's no Shabbos, because Shabbos is only an Adon Amazik. So if we're looking at the Adon, if we're looking at the Adon as the victim here, then knocking out his Eved is knocking out his property, and there's no Din Shabbos. Al-Karchach the Nesiva says, the Shabbos that we're talking about is Shabbos to the Eved, just because he's an Eved that gets transferred over to the Adon because Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo. The Siva says very clearly the reason is because Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo. Other Acharonim, the Rabina, and others object that, as we said earlier, the Gemara talks about Eved Ivri also. Eved Ivri, there's no din of Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo. So they say you can't, they say it's difficult to say Kipshuta, the Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbo. So they say a little more lumdus, they say that you need an Adon for Sheves, the Adon is the Eved. But because the Masiyadayim of the Eved are not his own, they go to the Adon, so the recipient of the Sheves is instead of being the Eved, is the Adon. Not because Mashkan Eved Kanarabba, but because he's the Bailam on those wages, they're his wages. On the one hand, since the Eved is the human being, the Adon is also, but that's not relevant. The human being that we need for Sheves is the Eved, but the one who gets them is the Adon because he's the one who owns the wages of the Eved. So therefore, so the Nesivus is not discussing the question of the Hafla. The Nesivus is making a different point. The Nesivus wants to know, let's say, he's trying to answer other questions, but the Nesivus says, let's say I take the Eved, I mevatel him from the Malacha of his Adon, but I allow him to do his own work. I don't lock him up in a room. I tell him, you are working on your Adon, painting your Adon's house, I'm taking you away from the Adon's house, I'm dragging you off 100 miles away. Now you're free, do whatever you want. Paint your own house, you build ships, you know, do whatever you want, but I'm taking you away from your Adon's malacha. So the Nesiva says, if there would be Shevas of the Adon, you'd be Chayav. But since it's Shevas of the Eved, then you have to look at, from the Eved's perspective, was there any bitl malacha from the perspective of the Eved? The answer is no. Therefore, the Shevas doesn't get started, so it doesn't go to the Adon either. So based on this idea of the Nesivus, or whether it's Mashkan Eved Kana Rabbo, or the more subtle version of, since the wages of the Eved go to the Adon, the Shevis goes to him, the Acharonim want to say, the Divrei Yecheskel, the Rabina want to say, that's why in these cases of the Hafla, the Sefer HaMikna, where the Eved loafed off, or the Isha loafed off, that's why it's different from the case where someone actually, a third person actually hit the Eved over the head, hit the Isha over the head, or locked them up. In a case where a third person locked them up, there's a din sheves mitzad the isha herself, mitzad the eved herself. Just that gets transferred over to the husband because he's the one who owns her wages, or the adon of the eved is the one who owns his wages. That's only when the din sheves starts from the isha or the eved herself. Masha'en came, they say, in the case of the isha or the eved who simply loafed off and didn't do any work, there's no din sheves. They weren't mazik themselves, and that's not even a coherent idea. You can't be mazik yourself. From the perspective of the Adon, it's certainly Mevatel Kiso. The only reason the Sheva starts is because we look at it that someone damaged the Eved or the Isha themselves. But here, the Eved or the Isha themselves are the ones who did it, whether it's because they loafed off, or I guess even if they would somehow tie themselves up and lock themselves in a room, it doesn't make a difference. There's no coherent notion of a Mazik vis-a-vis yourself, and vis-a-vis the Adon, certainly all you're left with is Mevatel Kiso Shel Chaverah.